Julianne Seafood. Yeah. Number 10, Julianne Seafood, Oyster Planting Ground, 2016. 134. And unless there's any objection, I'm going to try to get through these oyster ground things before we break for lunch, if that's okay with you guys. And maybe take, I think there may be one public comment, and then we will break for lunch. So you need to take a break now, whatever, all good, but that's what we're going to do. Thanks. Mr. Stagg.
Yes, sir. This is an oyster planting ground application named Julianne Seafood Company. The original application was approximately 12 acres within Stokes Creek, which is located in Matthews County. We did receive a protest from an adjacent leaseholder and later from an adjacent landowner. So this is located in Matthews County. On this map, you are looking at to the north, Milford Haven. In the middle where you see this large piece of public ground, this is the hole in the wall, what they call a hole in the wall. Stokes Creek is this creek here. This is White's Creek, which is fast becoming part of the Chesapeake Bay and not a creek anymore because this island is washing away. But anyway, this is the location of the application in that cove of Stokes Creek. And this is the way we accepted the application originally. This is what the Julianne Seafood Company asked for, was basically this entire cove area. We did survey it in the configuration that you see in this in the red. Upon the surveying of it, you'll notice that there's a pier in the cove right here that we went around. It's the only property that has any kind of structure on it within this whole, this is all marsh on the east side. Anyway, the landowner saw the stakes, contacted us, objected, saying that he had concerns about use of his property, access to his pier, getting in and out of the cove, lots of different issues. Upon further reflection, I have fairly new survey guys, and there's some quirky sections of the code of Virginia. You'll find in your packet the section that affects this application. Which is
629.
Anyway, it's a code section that basically says in Matthews County that whenever a creek water body becomes smaller than 100 yards wide, anything above that, upstream of that point, the landowners on within the creek have the right to grow oysters adjacent to their property.
That's 28.2.629.
Right. 28.2.629. Milford Haven is excluded, and Winter Harbor and Horn Harbor. But all other tributaries, and this is a tributary, we don't believe Stokes Creek is part of Milford Haven. It might be a tributary, but it's not included in the language that's excluded. So any water body such as this one, where it's constricted to 100 yards or less, anything above that, upstream of that, the landowners have exclusive right to use that area. And I checked with to make sure whether we could lease this or not, even to a riparian landowner, and the answer is probably no. So we don't have any authority to lease once that happens. So I sent my surveyor back out, and this was the original survey. This is the new survey, because right here, it becomes, it's close, but it does become less than 100 yards wide right here. And this little cove you saw that was included here also was, of course, cut off because this is considerably less than 100 yards here. So we pulled all the stakes up. We left these stakes in place. This reduced the acreage considerably. We contacted Mr. Burris, who's the protestant who owns the property here. A number of emails back and forth informing him of the new configuration, and I sent him a map. He has not officially dropped his protest, but we believe that by moving this, it should address most of the concerns related to his pier and use of the shore area, the near shore area of his property. The adjacent leaseholder who objected is this lease, Mr. Ron Sopko. The nature of his objections, and he objected early on after we advertised it, was properly noticed. that he had concerns that he had put resource on some of this lease, and that by accessing across his lease to this potential lease might damage some of his plantings. I've consulted with my surveyor that did this. We believe there's adequate water here all along. There is a little bit of a sandbar. It is shallower over here where the SAB is. But at most all tides, it should be easily accessible where you could traverse in and out of this cove, or at least to where we're proposing the lease, without adversely impacting the resources on this. If Mr. Sopko were to put cages in this area, he obviously could not put cages in a way that would restrict navigation in and out of this cove, so there would still have to be an access point through his lease to get to this lease and into the cove. So we don't think that that's really a valid it's a valid objection, but we believe that there's enough water here to address that issue. So this is the final survey, the new plat that we redid, reducing the acreage down to 5.65 acres. So with the deletion of this area in the code, pursuant to the Code of Virginia 28.2629, we do believe that the stated conflicts of both the adjacent landowner and the adjacent leaseholder should be addressed. Therefore, after considering all the factors of 28.2607 and 28.2605A of the Code of Virginia, we do recommend approval of leasing of this area of 5.65 acres to the Julianne Seafood as shown on this revised plat. I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Questions of Mr. Stagg by members of the commission? Ms. Everett.
The adjacent leasehold over here protested, Mr. Sopko.
Yes.
Does he plan to put cages in, or do you know?
My understanding was that what he put in his protest is he had planted bottom resource here, and it was not related to cage aquaculture. He does have cage aquaculture in other places. I didn't see any visible cages and photographs of any of this, and I don't. A surveyor is here, and he indicates he didn't see any structures on his lease.
Other questions? Thank you, Mr. Staggs. Applicant, president, or representative? Sir, can you come forward, please? Or you're not the applicant. Is the applicant present or represented?
You contacted Mr.
He
Duke.
Told me he was planning on being here.
Yeah, Mr. Duke is the principal of one of the principals.
Thank you.
Julian Seafood. He did indicate, Kevin told me that he indicated he planned to be here. He was notified. He was aware of the meeting.
All right. Applicant comes not. Does anyone here, other than the applicant, in support of this project, anyone here in opposition to the project? Come forward, gentlemen.
My name is Lewis Burris. I'm the property owner.
Just hang tight if you would, please, sir. Both raise your right hands. Solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Burris, you going first?
Yes, sir.
Proceed.
Mr. Staggs, he, you know, fixed that for our, you know, so we'll be able to use it and everything. But right as you go in where that point is, the water is so shallow there. And right now, I purchased a new boat last year, and a friend of mine owns Prince William Marina is making it in for the handicap. It takes a little bit more water than, you know, what the other boat that I had. We're going to be applying within the next year, year and a half, to do some dredging to open that up to be able to get in and out of there. It is filling up. In the last 5 years, I mean, it's filled up unbelievable. If this gentleman gets the rights to put baskets or seats or whatever in there, can we still, for that section there, come back to apply for dredging to be able to get our boat in and out?
You can apply for anything that you want to apply for. Now, I don't mean to be a short answer. If the cages become a problem to navigation, we can also address them as well. So I think that's probably the best answer I can give you at this juncture.
Okay, now is this cages or is this seating?
The application.
I'm sorry. I think the application. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just going to say the application says no placement of structures. I don't know if
that can. Ben, do you want to clarify? Bottom line is.
So if you choose to approve this lease, then it will become a lease, and he will have to have the leaseholder's permission to dredge through the lease. Cannot issue a permit if the leaseholder objects.
Correct.
Let me clarify that Mr. Duke did indicate on his questionnaire he did not indicate he was going to do cage aquaculture at all. He could, legally, by regulation. He did say this would be for bottom use only, planting and harvesting, just shellfish on the bottom.
But that's only as good as that questionnaire at the instant moment,
true.
Correct?
True. By regulation, he'd have the right to put cages. However, he could not block navigation in and out of the channel. He couldn't put cages all the way across this opening. We would not allow that.
Okay.
But Mr. Burris would have to get permission from Julianne Seafood if he wanted to dredge into this red area in the future.
Even though I own the property on both sides?
Yes. This state-owned bottom land. So as long as it's subaqueous, then you need a permit to dredge it.
I oppose it because we purchased this property to retire and have a place, for our family. And as you see, we're building now. And my grandkids, my kids, we have the jet skis and stuff. We come in and out, and we call over on the front over there, the island, and we do most of our stuff over there. The gentleman that's got the stuff over here, he was kind enough, and they moved their stuff to allow us still to be able to get to the sandy part over there. But like I said, within the next year to 2 years, we will not be able to get a boat in and out of there, not with the way this is filled up. And if he's allowed to come all the way down there, then we're blocked in. He's not going to, if he puts oysters down there, he's not going to let me dig it up.
Understand.
And I just, I oppose it because, we want to be able to use our property and stuff.
Understand. Thank you. Any questions, yes, gentlemen? Thank you. Yes, sir.
So
for the records.
My name is Ron Sofko. I own Sea Farms.
Ron, if you would step in front of the podium so we can, there you go. Good deal. Thank you.
My name is Ron Sofko. I own Sea Farms. This is the first project I've ever opposed in my life. I've been in this since 1987. I've planted this shore in here with shells. We're working it currently right now. In the center right here is just mud. Very little of what he's got there is any good for anything. So I don't know any reason why he'd want to get that.
Questions, Mr. Sofko? Yes, sir, Mr. Tankard.
To clarify, Mr. Sofko, you're saying that the 5 acres of the lease is just nothing but mud and it would be...
Only the sides are good. Most of the center is mud because I planted all along this whole edge right here, right out of that SUV. SAV.
You're right.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Sofko.
Okay.
Anyone else in opposition? Again, is Mr. Duke here? Mr. Duke comes not.
If he was. He's a big guy.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Zedrin.
I move we disapprove the application.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to disapprove or not approve the application. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion. Again, going back to 1205, and I've done it numerous times today, I think there's a section there. You can read a number of different ways that you want to, but I think Mr. Burris makes a compelling argument through there that if this were to be leased, and as good fiduciary agents of land of the Commonwealth, we've got to look at the big picture. If it were to be leased, I think he basically is then becomes fenced in. And at the control of the person that would lease that, and I don't think that's the way that things are designed to go. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Denied.